wruu.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Parenting Room 101. I'm your host, Christy Sanborn, and I am so excited to have you with us today. In the studio, I have two friends of mine here. I'm going to introduce them now. I have Mike McCann here, and I also have Elena Rickards here. Mike McCann is a devoted husband, a proud father. He's the president of the Chatham County Little League and Chatham County NFL Flag Football. He's also the president of Savannah Ambucks. He's the head of the Wolfpack Baseball Organization. He's a coach at St. Andrew's School, and he's a youth advocate and community leader focused on creating access, inclusion, and opportunities for children with special needs. Elena Rickards is here. She's also a proud mom, a single mom. She's a rock star, says Mike, and she's an employment specialist. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, so good to see you guys today. I'm going to start here with the why, okay? Because I feel like this is so important to have you guys here in the building. And people throw that word around a lot, like, well, why do you do what you do? And I know that you do so many things, Mike. So I'm going to ask you first. You don't have a child with special needs. Okay. So what made this mission so personal for you?
Well, I think that's why it is personal for me, is because we take for granted so many times having been blessed with kids that don't require any special attention or assistance in doing different activities. And when I went to my first trike giveaway, it was actually a member recruitment, and it was an oyster roast. And the dealership that I was managing did a sponsorship for Savannah Ambucks. And so they sent me as the representative. And I remember sitting there that night and watching the kid get a trike, which is what we're most known for, the three-wheel accessible bikes. And I thought, well, that's neat. You know, the kid was happy and seemed to enjoy and appreciate getting the bike. And got ready to leave. And I went up to Kevin Sheehan, who was the president at the time and a past national president. And I said, you know, it was a great event and super cool to see the kid get the trike. And he said, but don't miss the biggest part of what we just did. And I said, what? And he said, we just gave that family an opportunity to reconnect and do something they couldn't do before. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, for instance, if you've got a family that likes to ride bikes and a child with special needs that can't ride a regular bike, somebody's either got to stay at home with them or have a cart they pull behind their bike. But those trikes that we give out have the ability to bring those families together to now do something as a unit. So we were talking a minute ago about Marley. You know, Marley's mom, Alex, who was on your show a few weeks ago, she sent me a video the day she got her new trike, and her brother Max were out riding bikes together. And it's like that connection is what, to me, it's all about.
The first time that her and her brother could ride a bike together is what you're saying.
Yeah, she had a trike before, but she'd outgrown it.
Yes.
So she hadn't been able to ride it for quite a while. So probably looking at the trike that she traded in, because we do repurpose them when they get done. It was really small for her. I mean, she's very active. She's in our baseball program and does things. And so this is a real bike for her. Like, she was out riding it, and the smile, of course, if you've seen Marley smile, then you know. And and getting to know her over the years, just her personality, it was like she was doing what her brother did, and nobody can convince her she was on anything different. Like, she was on a bike with her brother, and mom and dad ride along with them. So now that family is doing something together. And our motto of creating independence and mobility, that's just one of the examples of what we do. So my why is to be thankful for what I was blessed with my kids, but teaching them at the same time. They go to our trike giveaways, and I make them go sometimes to the baseball and make them see that, like, we, just because we were blessed not to have it doesn't mean that we shouldn't help provide for those that do need the assistance. And when I reached out to you a couple weeks ago about coming on your show and talking about this, it's like, I thought, well, you know, she has a parenting show that's all about, and you're very gracious when you introduce us and when you talk about, you know, what we do as parents and then in community and sports and things like that. But then there's that other group of parents that it does look different for them. And I thought, what an opportunity if we could go on there and share resources for those parents who, they're the rock stars. I when I told you about bringing her in here, I said, she, you know, they're a rock star. Damien's at everything.
Really?
And that takes, you know, when I got ready to leave the house, I say, Mason, get dressed. And then I walk down 2 minutes after we should have left, and I expect him to be ready. Yeah. I don't have to deal with all those other challenges. So Anything we can do to help those parents, especially the single parents, to be able to participate in sports or whatever it would be, the activities, ESPs here in town, they do a great job with families. Low Country Down Syndrome does a great job, and Employability, who Elena works for, does a great job getting, you know, those folks with special needs placement in workforce. So that's my why.
I love it. What do you see in Elena? Why did you ask her? Because I know you know a lot of people, so why her?
Because Damien is kind of like my son that's not my blood. Uh-huh. He was one of our first kids that I got to meet once I started participating more in AMBUCS. And again, I do get to spend more time with him because he's at everything we do. But watching, like, he's going to be my testament, my story later on watching a child from a young age all the way through. As he starts to become more independent, because as he's gotten older, he has become more independent. Mm-hmm. So then to celebrate and let a mom that has an opportunity to come in and share her platform as being a parent to a special needs child who is doing it. I can walk out the door until the boys get ready and we go. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't have that ability. And so letting her share with those other mm-hmm. parents on a parenting program, what that's like and how she navigates through it.
Thank you. What a beautiful sentiment to you. I mean, that's really amazing. Yes. He admires you very much.
Yes, Elena. I love it.
I'm going to ask you, Elena, what were the early years like while you were raising Damien? What did it look like? Paint us a picture.
Early years was different. Mm-hmm. One of the things with Damien, he was my first child, so I didn't have anything to compare it with. But things... as the milestones, they say it, Damien did as a normal child. Mm-hmm. But when he was in daycare, his teacher noticed that he wasn't playing with the kids. He was off to the side mm-hmm. a little bit. And his vocal, his words were not there. He started out talking great when he was little, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know, we might want to start having him get speech therapy. And Babies Can't Wait is a program that really got us started in mm-hmm. services, and they were excellent with speech therapy. And then we went down the hill with getting him tested when he was 2 for autism. And that whole process was a lot. I don't talk about it too much, but it was a lot.
Yes. Were you doing that, navigating that on your own?
Yes. My family is very supportive. It just was a lot. I don't know. It
must have been.
Yeah. Just like getting services and to get the testing done is a lot. There's years of waiting lists. We actually drove for his psychiatrist to Brunswick to get the testing done. And that's things that I had to take off of work to go do, but I would, to get it done faster, Brunswick was earlier than here in town in Savannah. So we drove the trips back and forth to the testing and the results there and got it done.
Mm-hmm. Will you tell us a little bit about your son?
Sure.
What's he like? From your perspective.
Everybody tells me they love his smile and his laugh. I think my parents say that he's a little ornery because the laugh comes out when he's doing things that he's not supposed to do, and he knows he's not supposed to do it.
That's cute.
He is a bundle of joy. I don't think I would change it. A lot of people ask if you could to change your child. I don't think I would. He is brightens up all of my life, and you get to understand life in a different way.
That's beautiful.
With a child with autism, yeah.
I love that you said that. You hear that, Mike? She wouldn't change it.
No, I wouldn't change him.
No.
He is perfect. I tell her all the time, if I just knew what was going on in his mind.
Yeah,
because that smile she's talking about he's doing something.
Oh, yeah.
He's so much smarter than we get to see.
Yes, wow, what a blessing he is.
Yep, yep.
He's so fortunate to have you as his mama. Look at that love.
Thank you.
See, you can't hide that love. That love is everywhere, and he feels that everywhere.
Yep.
I want to know a little bit more about what makes him connect with Mike so much. He calls Mike Coach Mike, right? Is that what he says?
Yep.
What is it about Mike that he loves?
I think he likes Mike because I really do think, too, and I never said this to Mike, that Mike has became that male figure for him around baseball also, and he... everything is baseball in his world. I a couple years ago, I switched his room around, and I was thinking we were going with a color theme or Mario he was into. And I was like, Damon, now trying to get suggestions from him, what he wanted, because a lot of times in Damon's world, things happen because it's a routine. Mm. And he does not always understand that he has a choice. So a lot of things, like even down to what he wears every day, he's just now starting to realize that, hey, I have a choice. Nowadays, I told Mike a couple weeks ago, his baseball jersey that he wore 6 years ago, that's his to-go-to shirt, and it's getting tinier and tinier, but he loves wearing baseball shirt, even if we're going to, like, church or something. He says baseball shirt. We're wearing the baseball shirt. But
it's pure magic.
I think Mike has really connect his world with baseball and changed his world. It's been life-changing with baseball. Mm.
Never know who you're going to find.
You never know.
Who's going to find you, Mike?
Yeah.
No, he found you, Mike, sounds like.
When he came to us, he was completely nonverbal.
Yeah.
So tell us more about that, Mike.
And I remember the first year we did Challenger League, I had no clue what it was going to be like. I think at that time I was probably 17 years into the Little League. Mm-hmm. And so I probably thought I had seen about every situation we could do. And we as Savannah and Bucks wanted to do a baseball league. And so I'm like, well, we'll just do it on Sundays and we'll have teams and they'll have innings and it was going to be so organized. And we got to the first time and it's like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what I'm doing with a kid that doesn't respond the same way.
Yes.
So we learned a lot. I learned a lot. And, but when he came to us, we almost, I hate to say dumbing down the game, but like we were trying to play this game that isn't easy to play with special needs kids all the time. And so we put a tee out and was all these safety things. And we do keep safety top priority, of course, but like we were almost like not letting them just be their self. And so we've changed a lot of that. But Damien, he wouldn't leave his mom's side. Like yes. he had to have his mom's hand in his hand. And so,
And a fidget toy.
And a fidget toy. Or two, yes. He always has fidget toys.
Cheers to that.
But so he wouldn't really stand in the batter's box to even attempt to swing. And if you tried to get him to walk, he would literally claw your hand or bite you. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't speak whatsoever. Wouldn't make eye contact with you. And then as we just did it over and over and did different things, and now you can say, Damien, it's your turn to hit. And he will go to where the batter's box is. And last week, I even threw to him instead of putting it on the tee, which we don't get the tee out a lot anymore. There's a few of them that still need it, that their coordination's not there yet. But we have let them play at the ability they can play at. And he doesn't claw ever. He hasn't clawed in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. He doesn't ever try to bite. Doesn't have a fidget toy out there anymore.
No.
Got his glove. comes in with his backpack, his baseball bag on. And, you know, I make him, used to be you couldn't get him to make eye contact with you. And now when I speak to him, he makes eye contact and acknowledges things. He'll repeat things I say. So you'll say you want to hit. He'll say hit. He'll say, we're going to run. He'll say run. And then, and sometimes I'll say things to him and I'll look at him and ask him to repeat it and he will. And so just little things. And she told a story a couple years ago. We did a deal and we gave him a ring, at the end of the season. And she was telling me a story. I think it was her mom that came to see him and was telling him that another nephew or some another grandchild had a ring that played baseball. And that she said, this is like so-and-so's ring. And out of the blue, he said, baseball. You know, so he, you know, just different things that he's growing and maturing and understanding and then processing as he goes through it. So, there's no issue now getting him away from mom. There's no issue with him following me around the bases.
No,
and if he goes out there, there is a connection. And I don't know what created it. I say all the time, I thank God that he brought Damien to my life because it's – he allows me to further the things that I get to participate in and to feel a sense of accomplishment with him that are different challenges than I have my kids. So
Plus, you're getting a break, right, Alina? When he's out there playing, can you like hang out and talk to the other moms and just have your time while he's doing it? That's a gift, Mike.
Yep.
He got a trike last year.
Oh, wow.
And,
so nice.
So he didn't want to ride it at first. And she said when he got home, though, he wouldn't get off of it.
Won't get off of it.
Really?
So. I'm a little worried about this year because I'm pretty sure his speed has picked up.
Uh-huh. Does he bring that to the baseball field?
Not to the baseball field, but we've gone to a couple other events where he rode it. Last year, they had a bike-a-thon where they could ride bikes or skate or get to school a different way. And he rode the bike to school.
Wow.
And with all the other kids was riding different wheel things to school, and he got to ride his bike, and everybody loved when he pulled up in this trike. He didn't want to get off to go to school, though.
I'm sure.
He loved it. And it was a special thing because he never rode anything before he got the trike. I don't want to say he didn't understand it, but for some reason, these bikes are catered for these kids to be able to ride, and that helped tremendously. He took off when he got it.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I know when Alex was on the show a couple weeks ago, she was sharing that her daughter does horseback riding on Wilmington Island. Has your son ever tried that?
He did a few years ago.
Okay, how'd that go?
He loved it.
Okay.
He loved it. He used to ride for what they called Horsing Around, but they closed down.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He used to ride it's been a couple years now, 4 or 5 years now.
The independence is what I'm hearing you say is huge, right, Mike?
It's huge.
I mean, just building that independence in a child.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what really at Savannah Ambucks that we try to do. And I say all the time to people that, like, my goal with Ambuck is to stop letting us be the best kept secret in Savannah. Mm. Like, we do the trike program that lets the kids get the therapeutic benefits of the trike. And it's just not for kids. We do them for adults. We do them for veterans. Mm. We've had different veterans come to us that the clinic has said, hey, a trike would help you to get your mobility back or whatever it would be. And all they have to have is a referral. None of our families pay anything for the trikes. They're welcome to give a donation if they want to. The trikes now with the new series is run about $1,000 to $1,200 a piece. Mm. And we have awesome, awesome community partners that pay for those, support a program to make sure that we can continue to do those without having to charge the families, because insurances still don't recognize it as being a medically necessary piece of equipment, even though they're using them in the clinics. So. Mm. That's one of our big programs at Savannah Ambucks is the trikes, and probably the one that it's most visible, right? That's the one you get to see and we promote a lot of, and it's hard to go to a trike giveaway and not be caught up in emotions of seeing these kids smile for the first time and, or the family again, that connection now that they can do something together on the trikes.
Oh, wow. I love it. So tell us more about the beach wheelchairs, if you wouldn't mind.
So a couple of years ago, Wally, who's a sergeant out at Tybee Police Department, came to us and wanted to tell us about a program he wanted to bring to Tybee, to where we could be a beach that was known to be there for inclusion and accessibility to the beach. And it was a similar product to what our trikes are. They're a big three-wheel, we call them fat tire floating wheelchair. Mm-hmm. That you pull or push through the sand, and then they can float independently in the water. And what he wanted at the time was just for us to connect him with people that might want to support the program. And after he left, we got talking about as a board, and we're like, you know, this is basically an extension of what we do at the trikes, but for the beach. And it was funny because similar to Kevin's story, when he was in talking to us about these wheelchairs, he said, you know, for a lot of families, a beach vacation is not an option. Mm-hmm. If they have a child, like our guest speaker last year, Griffin, at Bolapalooza, he is in a permanent chair. And I asked his dad, I said, how do you guys go to the beach if you want to go to the beach? He said, well, we have to carry him because his chair doesn't navigate the sand. And he has, and his chair surely can't, I mean, don't go in the water because it's electric. So these beach wheelchairs now allow a family like that to take their child or elderly parent or whoever it would be that has issues navigating the soft sand through the sand down to the water, and they can float in the water. There's a tether that they hold on to it, but it allows them to float to where a child or an adult like Griffin can have that independence of, like, I'm not in my dad's arms. I'm in the water on my own. So when Wally left, we just decided as a board that was a program that we needed to get behind, and we called it Beachable Tybee. We do it a couple times a year, but the beach wheelchairs are available 365 days a year. It's a free service that we sponsor through the city of Tybee. Mm-hmm. The folks go onto the city of Tybee's webpage on the city page and go to the wheelchair program, and they contact the, I believe it's the water program that actually takes care of it, the guys out there, and they tell them where they're at on the beach. They bring the chair to them. They call them when it's done, and they come pick it up. So it's a free service that our beach offers that you have to go, I think somebody said, all the way up to Myrtle Beach or down south of Jacksonville to have any other beach that offers that. We've also helped them support some of the new Maui mats and crossover mats that allow people to navigate, you know, through the terrain and up over into the sand. Mm-hmm. Tybee has a lot of restrictions that of what they can and can't do on the sand permanently because of the turtles.
Oh, yes.
So mm-hmm. everybody's always like, why don't they put more mats out? Why don't they put more mats out? Well, they can't.
Exactly. Why can't we have the dogs on the beach?
Yeah.
That always comes back to the birds and the turtles.
Yep. So they can't. So, but they do have over at Tybreesa. We try to do it at least one Sunday a month where they put the mats out and the kids can go out there and play. But those beach wheelchairs are very, very popular. And I think we have 17 now in Tybee.
Wow.
And
that's great.
Wally will say that they are in use every weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Alina, have you been down there with
them? I have.
You've seen this?
Yes, I've seen the beach chairs. We were actually out there for an Ambucks event they had out there.
Mm.
It was a great event. Yep.
How nice.
Yes.
I just don't know how many people know about this, Mike. That's why I'm glad you're here today. Yeah. I'm at Tybee twice a week. I don't think I've recognized this.
Well, we've talked about that. And a lot of people will see it. And we're not asking everybody to be like, oh, it's Ambuck. But we did write a sizable check and we support it financially in a very big way. Mm-hmm. And the Public Works is who delivers it to them, and that's who they front, you know, customer facing side of it. But we want to be a big part of the driving force behind the scenes on that. And it's short of putting signs out everywhere, there's not a whole lot of other way to help people word of mouth. And you know, they do find out about it, like Paulie said, they are in use. In fact, he said that he was a little reluctant to put too much advertising out there on it because we might need to add to the capacity of the chairs and then the people that deliver them. I mean, they are working jobs too at the same time, but they throw them on those gators and they deliver them down to wherever the families are at. You call them and say, we're at the whatever Second Street crossover, and they'll bring you a chair. And when you're done, you call and they go pick it up. And so the city of Tybee does a great job with Wally and his crew on that.
So if a family's traveling to Tybee and they have a special needs child, mm-hmm. what should they know before they come? Who should they reach out to first?
So they do have to get online. They can probably call too, but they get online, they can reserve the chair, and it's the Public Works side of the city of Tybee.
Okay. And then they can just call that number and then just be directed to.
Yep. And if they were coming and they were having trouble navigating that, they send us a message at Savannah Ambucks. We can see that and help them to get connected as well.
This just like melts my heart. Because I love the beach so much, and I can't imagine if my kids weren't able to go down there and experience that. So the fact that you're
thought about it.
No.
I just never thought about a child that couldn't walk to the sand, or an adult.
Exactly.
You know, I'm on the kid side of things most of the time, so I always say the kids, but I don't want to leave out that all of our programs also benefit adults. Mm. The trikes, the chairs, those are all for adults as well.
Mm. Mike, what's still missing, if you could think of something? What are the biggest gaps in accessibility right now?
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of different people doing a lot of programs that I wouldn't necessarily call it gaps. It's more of a gap of connecting the parents to the resources. Mm-hmm. So when you're in the circle, as I would say Elena is, because if there's anything on for kids with special needs, Damien's going to be there. Like, you know, so she and I'm sure it's Facebook pages and mom groups and support groups and stuff that help her to stay connected. But that was really what I wanted her to be able to get the message about, is like, we all see the negative people on Facebook that we don't have this, we don't have that, but do we not have it, or are we not getting connected to it? Because there is a lot of programs out there. We do the adaptive bowling every Saturday. We have 100 bowlers between adults and kids that come out every Saturday and bowl. And they do that all season long. And I think the cost now is like $20. And we cover all the rest of the expense. Plus we give them tickets so they can bowl in the summer. And it's been going on for, I don't know, Kevin would be mad if I didn't know how many years, but like 50 years. They've had that in Savannah.
Really?
And
great idea.
But I still run into people that you'll say, hey, you know, we got this. And they'll be like, oh, I didn't know you had that. Mm. Mm-hmm. So it's getting them connected. And that's why I thought the parenting piece on here is like, if you're that parent, mm-hmm. then how do we get them connected? And how does she navigate through finding all these things for Damien to be a part of?
Yes.
Because if he could speak to you right now, he would say, I live as active as a life as Mason McCann. Mm. Like he does. He should. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He does the baseball. He does the bowling. Mm. He goes out for Beachable Tybee. He's at the ESP's family dinner nights. And was it ESP that did the talent show?
Talent show.
And all that stuff. Like he is living just as active of a life. And there's, so there is all those connections and people doing the work in our community for special needs.
It makes me feel so grateful to live here. How about you, Elena? Yes. I mean, just with all these resources that we have here, I don't know if other cities can say the same.
I don't think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. I'd love to know, Elena, what do you wish that other kids understood about children with disabilities?
That's one of the things I think about a lot. Mm-hmm. Damien met this wonderful kid that went to school with him last year at Hurd Elementary. And I found out later that he was in Damien's special classes. So they connected him with Damien to be able to have like normal opportunities at the afternoon classes. And I found out about the kid when they had a dance, and he came up to Damien to get Damien to go out and dance with his group of friends.
Wow.
And I was standing in the corner trying not to cry, because that's one of the things I'm terrified of. Somebody's taking advantage of him and he's not able to tell me. Mm-hmm. But there are wonderful kids out there that, you know, parents raise them correctly and are able to support Damien. And I love that too. A lot of the things that we do in the community with Ambucks and stuff, just like one year we went to the Savannah Banana Games and all the guys out there were giving Damien high fives, and that just warms my heart up, because I know he's okay.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm always worried about, is his safety and not being able to know something that happened. The sports day with Ambucks, we went to a travel team thing. The parents, the kids were amazing.
Really?
The kids got to stay overnight in a hotel and play baseball the next day, and they woke up, had this brand spanking new uniform on. It was like being a regular sports mom and got to travel. But everybody there was great, giving Damien high fives and not even knowing him for 20 minutes, you know. Mm. They were all supportive of being Damien. So I think it's just meeting the right people that, you know, is connecting them to, I don't know what I'm saying. No. It's just being supportive and not negative, and understanding that there are different people out there. Mm. We went to dinner for Mother's Day the other day, and we were leaving, and Damien started what they call stimming. Mm-hmm. And there was a teenager guy, and he didn't know what Damien was doing. And he kind of made this face that I was like, oh, God, and getting scared of what was going to happen or something was going to happen. And then finally I hurried up and got my stuff together, and I was like, he's autistic. And the whole facial expression on the guy's face changed. But it's just little moments like that people need to take a second to think about, hey, maybe he's a little bit different, and it's okay, you know?
Yes.
We're all different in some type of way.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness he has you to speak for him if he needs it.
Yes,
because I think it's just a lack of information for some people. They
I
just
think
don't,
so.
They've never been around it.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to handle it. And
yep.
Maybe they have questions and they're not sure how to ask those questions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to ask you another question, Elena. What was, what would be, in your opinion, the best gift to buy a single mother?
Oh, to buy a single mother?
If somebody was going to buy you something, just because, what would it be? What would be helpful or something you'd really love to have if somebody wanted to give you something?
I think it's just like a thoughtful gift. My sisters do it all the time. They'll send me like a Dunkin' Donut gift card, and just I can take 15 minutes just to have a great cup of coffee to myself. things like that that brighten up your day, even if it's for 15, 20 minutes, that's a good relief.
That was such a great answer. Yeah. Thank you. I'm with you on that. I align with you on that. That makes me so happy. Just holding a hot cup of something makes you sit and be present.
Yes.
So that's what I think all moms need.
Yes.
Single or not, we all need that present time.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, let's get back to you for a minute. I want to talk about the Bowlapalooza a little bit. Will you share? Is that what it's called?
I will.
Yes. Yeah, so share with us about what that is. And
absolutely. And I want to add real quick to her story about All-Stars, because was, as you know, baseball and me are best friends 7 days a week.
Yes.
Damien's too now.
Yes. But that weekend that we took them up there, we took them to Warner Robins because that was a regional state tournament. So all the state or all the regional winners for Little League have to go and compete in that tournament to go to the World Series. Mm. And what they asked us to do was to bring up some kids, and we're going to do a Challenger League baseball game before the All-Star started. And they're like welcoming ceremonies. And so we did, between Savannah and Bucks, Little League. We found a way to take them up there, get them a uniform, buy them dinner, pay for the hotel. And so we wake up the next day, we get to the ballpark, and we did the parent shirts for the moms like we always do for All-Stars, which you've had for Weston.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the moms came up to me and said, "Thank you. I felt like a real baseball mom today." And I said, "Well, you are a baseball mom." And she goes, "No." She goes, "I look at pictures on Facebook and see my friends with typical kids that go compete in these tournaments like we all go do on the weekends and All-Stars." And she goes, "They get the cute shirts with the kid's name on the back." And she said, "I never thought I was going to get that." And I was like, wow.
Oh my
God. Like, how many parents would miss that because they're not connected to these services that could give that? Because they deserve that. They're putting in more work to get their kids places than we are. And so about halfway through that day, they announced the kids. It was super cool. The buddies during the game were the other baseball teams, All-Star teams, came out and did their buddies. And they all, during that regional tournament, the All-Stars is trading those pins we always get. So you trade with the other states. So every state has a pin. The coaches give them to the kids. So they're all trading them. And our kids were like, they kept coming up to our kids going, "Hey, do you have pins? Do you have pins?" And we're like, "We didn't think you was going to let us be a part of that. Like, we didn't expect it." Well, Max Nowinski, who's our vice president at Little League, he goes, "Hey, Mike, I got some of the Challenger League coins in my car." I said, "How many you got?" And he goes, "I got quite a few." So he went out and got them and brought them in, and our kids were trading them. And those typical kids, or whatever you want to call them, they were so excited to trade. And our kids were like getting these pins. They were putting them in their hats. And it was a super cool moment, because I think sometimes, like what Elena's talking about, it's probably scary to let your kid participate in things with all these other kids, because you don't know who's going to be the little turd that's going to be rude to him, or say something, or pick on him.
You don't.
And these athletes, and these were state winners for All-Stars, Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Those kids treated our Challenger League kids like there was no difference to them. Mm-hmm. Like, they were probably more excited to be helping them than they were up there to be playing baseball.
Wow.
So
that's so beautiful.
I think parents being willing to step out in faith when they find the right programs and let their kids be a part of that normalcy. And it helps our kids. Like, it makes our kids better too, because maybe we'll, in a few generations, there won't be that like staring at a kid at a restaurant.
Exactly.
Or something like that, that maybe they're, you know, differently abled. So it was really a great moment. And when that mom shared that with me, of course, it's hard for me to even talk about that, because it was like, wow, you know, we really did that. Like, that's that gets talked about a lot, on how great of an experience that was for those kids.
Right. Because you're not doing it for the pat on the back. You're showing up because you care so deeply. You're compassionate.
I love to see them participate in it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But then every so often somebody shares something that you didn't even see.
Yeah. I didn't see that one
from the background.
Yeah. And, yep.
Wow.
There's a lady at the hotel that we stayed at that even, she was like, "Have a good game, Damien, have a good game." And stuff like that just brings awareness to that there are kids with different abilities out there.
Yeah.
She was so sweet to him. I'll never forget it.
See, you just don't know that one thing you say to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can make all the difference in the world.
It does.
I mean, right. And you just don't know what someone else is going through either.
Yes.
We should be celebrating these kids, by the way. That's what we should be doing.
We try to do that, yeah.
Because they are the rock stars and their mamas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You need to take a break there before we talk about Bullpalooza?
Okay, Mike. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. And yes, I can't wait to hear more about this.
Yes,
hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
The opening reception for the Seven Ladies exhibition will be on Thursday, May 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Preservation Center, 323 East Broughton Street, Savannah. Be among the first to see the new exhibition focused on the seven brave women who kickstarted the city's modern-day preservation movement in 1955. This exhibit explores the lived experience that compelled these women. More information can be found at myhsf.org. The panel discussion for the Preston Orr King of Squares solo exhibition is at Art Southeast, 2301 Bull Street, Savannah, on Saturday, May 23rd at 2 p.m. The panel discussion features local artists and friends of Preston. His work elevates materials that even the most adventuresome artists overlook or discard. More information is available at Art Southeast at www.artsoutheast.org.
You're listening to your radio station, WRUU, which is presented by people just like you, people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and other Savannah residents. Therefore, WRUU is your community radio station. So won't you please help by donating whatever you can afford to help your neighbors stay on the air? Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station with a monetary contribution of any amount. Again, you can support your local radio station at WRUU.org. Thank you.
Evening Eclectic features weekly conversations with and the music of national and international musicians from a wide range of musical genres. Join me, Dave Lake, your Evening Eclectic host, and these musical guests each week on Sunday nights from 8 until 10 p.m. on WRUU.
Welcome back to Parenting Room 101. I hope you're enjoying this interview as much as I am. So, Mike, let's get back to the Bullpalooza a little bit. Share with us about how did it begin and what's it about?
So, everybody talks about Savannah and Bucks. They pretty much know who Kevin Sheehan is. In fact, if you're from Savannah, you pretty much know who Kevin Sheehan is. And if you don't, he'll make sure that you do soon. But they needed to come up with an idea to fundraise because these trikes are expensive. We do a scholarship program. The bowling program's expensive. You know, there's the expenses. And our biggest goal every year is to make sure that the one person that's not having to contribute to that funding of it is the families. So they needed to come up with a way to raise the money, and they wanted it to be different than the car washes and candy bar sales and all the other raffle things that they do. So they came up with Bullpalooza because our bowling program was growing and everybody was enjoying it. And what we do is we recruit celebrity bowlers. And to us, a celebrity bowler is anybody that raises money for our program. They're a celebrity to us. Mm. So it consists of business owners, TV personalities, radio personalities. Sometimes politicians will get involved. You know, just people that would say, man, I want to give to that cause. But they're not just going to write a check. So we put together teams of 4 to 5. Each one of them raises around $5,000. And they start with our big kickoff dinner, which is in July every year. And at that kickoff dinner, that's kind of our way to say thanks to the people that are participating. It's probably one of the biggest fundraisers nights in Savannah. We do it at Kehoe Iron Works, and we do a big live and silent auction. We have live entertainment. It's usually catered by Castaways. Mm. This year we do have a different caterer because he's gone this year. Just wonderful night that we get to come together and celebrate what the stuff is that Ambux is doing. And then they fundraise from that night until October, which is our Bullpalooza event. And that is where our celebrity teams come and they bowl with our adaptive bowlers.
Oh my goodness.
And
how fun.
And it is that's like, gonna be great. You don't have to be a bowler to participate.
Okay.
But they, I'll tell you, our bowlers are ready to go on that day. Like they know it's coming. Really? They're excited.
Excited
oh yeah.
Weeks going into it.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Our bowlers are ready to go. Uh-huh. And,
that's exciting.
So Bullapalooza is kind of the kickoff each year to it. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a chance to, we're not asking them to raise the money in a month or 2 months. They raise it through different ways. There's the sponsorships that people can do to support the program. There's different levels of sponsorship depending on what they want back on it. Mm-hmm. There is the table sales for the night of the kickoff event, which are for sale, by the way, for this year already. The ticket is live. It's a way for people to come and also hear about what we do and get familiarized with Savannah and Bucks. Mm-hmm. Businesses a lot of times will use it as a team building opportunity, where a small business owner and their team gets together and they raise money. And it really comes out to like $1,000 a person. Now, there's some. We had an officer here a few years ago. I think he raised about $12,000. Some do really good for us. And then our big one thing I know that Kevin is super proud of, and then Cindy and Beth that kind of oversee some of the high school teams is our high school teams. So St. Vincent, BC, Savannah Christian, St. Andrews, Country Day, a lot of times they'll have a team that'll get into it. And a few years ago, one of the teams, I think it was Savannah Christian, raised a little over $15,000 as a high school team.
My goodness. So
they start to get pretty competitive. You know, these kids, a lot of times they know each other, spent time in elementaries together. Now they're at different high schools. And so, you know, BC and Savannah Christian will kind of push each other, or St. Vincent's, on who's going to raise the most money. But those high schoolers really get after it, and they do a fantastic job. And it's really cool because, again, now we're raising up a next generation of people that, one, want to serve. Mm-hmm. And two, are starting to make some of the families that were around just more normal to be around. So they don't have those uncomfortable situations later in life. But that's Bullapalooza. It's mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. The kickoff dinner is an amazing night. It's one of the nights that a lot of people in Savannah look forward to. We sell out every year. Mm-hmm. The silent auction is great. I know we've got multiple vacation trips that'll be out this year. Those always do well. Kirk Blaine, who normally does our dinner, he usually does some type of a private chef night, and then lots of local artwork and just different packages, everything from somebody that wants to do something for 20 or 50 bucks up to a few thousand dollars on the silent auction. So that night when they started it, Kevin will tell the story that they started talking about, you know, hey, if we could find a way to raise a few thousand dollars. Like, this would be awesome if we could just find an event that was fun and people wanted to get behind the community that would, you know, raise a couple thousand dollars. Last year was over 200,000.
Oh my goodness.
Now,
wow.
We have higher goals than that coming up, because the more we do like that, the more times, you know, we can say, hey, City of Tybee, you need more wheelchairs? Great. Mm. Here you go. We just gave away $25,000 in scholarships a couple weeks ago, and that's for students going to school for speech, physical, and occupational therapy in higher education. And then we also give away a scholarship every year for a student with special needs going to school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we usually set our budget for that around $30,000. It'd be great to increase that. Mm-hmm. The trikes are more expensive now. That they do last with the kids longer, but mm-hmm. they're going up in price. So our Bullapalooza celebrities and sponsors, Pintail Site Prep, Kevin Jackson and his family, they started with us. I think this is probably their fifth year. Just continually support our programs every year in a very, very large way that allows us to do what we do, to where when opportunities come up to do a special baseball weekend away or whatever it would be, to do our adaptive bowlers cards over the summer so they can continue to bowl even when our program is over. One of the ladies that used to run our bowling program told me, you know, some of them, that's the only time they get out of their group homes during the year, or yes. during the week.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that Saturday. So
it's so important to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And when Elena talks about, you know, the patterns they get in, some of them, they use those cards because they need to take their family to go bowl every Saturday, because that is a part of their structure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The routine.
Yeah.
Routine. So very important.
We want to make sure that during the summer, just because our bowling program's not going on, that those families still get to do that, or those bowlers still get to do that. So, and then the day of Bullapalooza, it is, I mean, so many people attend that one time as a celebrity bowler, and then they're like, hey, I'm not going to be a celebrity bowler next year, but like, how can I continue to do this, or what can I do to support this program? Because it's a fantastic day of bowling out there.
Mm. What are some moments from the past events that people still talk about, Mike? Did you have any funny moments from the last couple of years?
Oh, there's always something.
What's something that comes to mind for you?
With me, it's the celebration that our bowlers have sometimes when they'll throw a strike or get a spare. We've got one that when he does, you will hear him in the bowling alley. He's going to yell. He's going to clap. He's going to jump. I've got multiple videos I've taken of him that's just hilarious to watch because he just – it's the joy they get out of that. The baseball, there's always something every week that happens in baseball that makes you laugh and you walk away, you know, just glad you were there for that moment. Yeah. And then the special moments with the trikes. I think that's hard to, you know, I try to not make that as big a deal always because it's easy to just like, you could literally just talk about the trikes and the giveaways and the excitement of those families, but then you'd miss out on all the other stuff that we do. And a lot of people will say, I thought you guys just did trikes. And it's like, well, that's because that's the visible one that everybody gets to see all the time.
That's right.
But, you know, Marley getting her bike and at National Conference, which will be in Myrtle Beach this year, and we're excited to go back to. There's always just those one or two special kids that, you know, you get a picture and you get to live through the picture for the next few years. So I think just the joy that you see. And then the
that's
parent.
All I see with those kids is joy. Yeah. I mean, they're just a blessing to have around. Mm-hmm. Alina, I'd love for you to finish this sentence if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Every day I feel grateful for.
Every day I feel grateful for making a difference. Mm. I think not only with my job and with Damon's life, I feel like I make a difference. Whether it's I pass on information to another parent that doesn't know about a program or an event or something, I think every day.
Wow.
That's my joy.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You are closing the gaps, it sounds like, at your in your position at work. You're helping.
Helping too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Having a child in this disability world has really brightened my eyes because there's different windows and avenues that you have to go down. Insurance alone is a lot. but then you connect with the schools and even from middle school to high school, there's a difference that you have to be a part of. One of my big things is a lot of parents are not so involved as I am. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference too.
Yes.
Being involved in your children's life, even in the disability side of it, you have to speak up for them, you know?
Yes. I believe it.
Yeah.
Mike, would you finish this sentence for me, please? My favorite way to give back is?
Man. Being there.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Just being
there. Being present.
Yeah, being present in the moment and just continuing to do the work, even though sometimes it's difficult or sometimes it looks different or you feel like you didn't accomplish as much as you wanted to. I think that's the big one. I think Kevin's emails, and I'll probably get this wrong. I think it says, I could look at one, make a difference today or something like that. It says at the end of his email, you know, and anybody that knows him knows that, you know, he's not married, doesn't have any kids, and he lives, eats, breathes, and sleeps AMBUC. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't matter where he's at, what he's doing. He's going to ask you to be a celebrity bowler. He's going to ask you to donate to one of the programs or to sponsor a trike. So I think that our board is very fortunate to have somebody that is such a, that set the bar so high for us that we have to continually try to get to it. And it's never going to be reached. Like just being present, being there, and making sure that we support the programs that give to these families and give them that opportunity. I think that Elena being able to be here to talk about being connected and being present is important, and hopefully using your platform to continually share the word. I mean, we don't want to be Savannah's best kept secret. We want to be in every family's vocabulary when it comes to parenting differently or having to parent different.
Yes.
Because your child's different.
Yes. Alina, would you share with us one of your role models?
One of my role models. I would I always think about my mom. My mom's been teaching, oh God, I think she's going on her 58th year of teaching preschool.
Oh my goodness. Whoa.
And she does not want to retire anytime soon.
Really?
Yes. And she has, she was also a single mom. My dad wasn't so much involved there for a little bit. And so she's the one that gives me the courage to, that I can do this. And she keeps me going. Yep.
Beautiful. Did you celebrate Mother's Day with your mom?
I did not. She's in Delaware.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. But we talk on the phone multiple times a day.
Good.
Yep.
Yes. She's lucky to have you.
Yes.
Mike, I'd love for you to shout out to somebody that you admire other than Kevin. Who can you think of off the top of your head that you'd like to shout out to today? Anybody.
Man, it shouldn't be my wife either, should it?
Yeah. It always helps to be her. Hi, Caitlin. But yeah. Who else?
Max Nowinski. Max is, a lot of people don't know it and he doesn't get the credit nor would he ever want it, but he's my right hand man when it comes to Little League. Supports anything we do. He's always my voice of reason. He's my phone call when I need somebody to talk me off a ledge before I fire a coach or a parent from being able to come back to Little League. He's my call to, I call him and say everything I really would like to say to that other person, and then he'll tell me where I need to just take a chill pill and calm down. But, you know, he actually just got promoted. He's now one of our majors here in Savannah in the police force. And so he has went from where he was at in IT and being an officer to a sergeant and now to a major. And they promote him because of his ability to work with people, to be organized. And, you know, he doesn't have social media. Which is hard for me because I have to call and tell him everything a lot of time. But he Yeah, we wouldn't get a lot of things done with Little League also if it wasn't for somebody like Max that's always working in the background. And he'll be a 20-year one day with Little League, I'm sure. He's just a great guy. He doesn't even have a kid in the league anymore. So,
I love that you said that he would be the last person to expect anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's not looking for that.
No, no, not at all.
I hope he heard that today. We heard it. Alina, what's the best day of your life so far, if you could think of it?
The best day of my life. Probably when I noticed the change in Damien, being more, what's the word I want to use? He's more independent. There for a while, I was doing everything by routine or repetition. And now, and there's a little bit more independence in him. And I can tell he's grown up a little bit and it believes in itself, I think, more. That he's able to do things.
That's worth celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yep. You see that too, Mike, in him?
Oh, yeah.
The independence? Yeah.
No, he's definitely grown in just not just his abilities outwardly, but you could tell his ability to comprehend things that he's being told or asked to do. I do love it. And she didn't share it. And maybe, I don't know. He has an AirTag in his shoe.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Really? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Because when we talk about parenting different,
yes.
You know, what they have to do differently.
Yes, please. That's great information to share.
One of my safety things, I was worried about him riding the bus to school.
Absolutely.
That's a whole nother different angle. I wanted to make sure he got to school correctly and was there. Because you can follow the bus on the school apps, but there's no specific thing that your son made it to school. That bus made it, but you wanted to make sure your son was off that bus in the school, right?
Yes.
So then last holiday season, we always go to my sister's house for Thanksgiving, and we always love to shop, me and my mom and my sisters. And this is probably like the fourth store we went to. Well, Damon decided that was done shopping, and he decided that he was going to run. And he ran. And we could not find him. It terrified. It probably was only 10 minutes, but it felt like 15 hours to me. So I put an AirTag in his shoe now, and I can track him. But there's other things available out there to be able to navigate where your disability child is, but an AirTag works great for us.
It's a great resource.
Nobody knows it's an issue, but I told Mike because I love share the story.
But that's the kind of things that I was thinking about. Like, you know,
I love it.
We don't have to. I don't put an AirTag in mine. I mean, there's times I wish I could lose mine. it's like, go away from me for 10 minutes.
We have different problems.
Yeah, but you know, it's one of those things.
It's all relative.
Parenting is different for everybody.
It is.
And, but mentally, he's grown enough to know, like, he was going to run to be ornery, and then he just kind of lost where he was at.
He ended up in the stock room of the store and couldn't find his way out.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been terrifying for you.
Terrifying. Terrifying, because then your mind goes to, you know, did he get kidnapped? If he's able to find somebody to say that he's lost, or even his name, sometimes you don't always get his name. So all those things were running through my head, at the same time as trying to find him. So that was very terrifying. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Thank goodness it all worked out okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wanted to share that though, because like he 5 years ago wouldn't have been brave
enough.
To run away.
So even though that was a bad experience, that's a maturity. But
that I realized that he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure he had she did say he was kind of shook up when she found him, but when he does it at the bowling alley and goes to the arcades, he's just laughing when you catch up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great mom.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Alina, what kind of world do you hope Damian grows up in?
I hope he grows up in a world that understands him. And he doesn't get just lost in a corner and forgotten about. I hope he grows up to be able to do anything that he puts his mind to do. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have him so active to be out there in the community. It's definitely difficult. One of the things I talk about is when I go to the movies with him, you know, we think about just going in, getting our tickets. Even going in the door is frightening for Damon. So it takes us an extra 20 minutes that I have to plan ahead to know, hey, he has some, if he has a time period that he can be to himself off the side before we go into the actual theater to see the movie.
Yes.
That's things that you have to think about ahead of time for your child.
You call those transitional times?
Yes, okay. They call it transition.
Yes.
And with Damon, he's gotten a lot better, but there's still definitely some times. I don't know if Mike ever knew that I reached out to his wife, Caitlin, because Mike put on there that St. Andrews was having their first game on Facebook, and I was like, oh, that would be a great event to take Damon. But then your mind starts wondering where it's at, if I can get Damon out to the field, if he'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
What if he sees Mike and can't get to Mike? All these thought processes coming, and not including how long the game's going to be. And she was like, I got you, just come. And we went, and it was great. He had a blast.
And I had no idea he was there.
You didn't know?
Nope. And we got done with that game. It was our first game of the year. And we got a win, and for our program and developmental stage that we were in, like, that was just kind of the kickoff of what ended up being a great season, including a playoff run. But when we got done, a lot of times, my boys, I mean, they're going to be there and, you know, high five, or they may walk away to go help pick up bases as soon as the game's over. Caitlin's usually visiting with family. So while these kids go and hug their moms and the other coach goes and hugs his wife, I mean, I'm just usually picking up stuff. And I look up and there's Damian.
Oh my goodness.
And he came walking down the field, and of course I got to spend some moments with him, and so that was a pretty special moment for me to have him there and not know he was coming, and you know, get to have that little bit of time with him when the game was over. And,
the spontaneous moments that you don't normally, spontaneous things don't happen.
No.
Yep. Everything is planned and thought through, and
Yep.
That's a gift.
Well, we got to talk about the game, and he gets to look at me in the way I know that he's listening to me, and so it was a special moment to have that there.
Well, I can feel the love in the room, you guys. I mean, just for everything that you guys are doing for the world and for the kids, and thank you for coming on today and sharing as much as you did, and for being so brave, Alina, for sharing what you did, and thanks for how you show up in the world too, Mike. We're all very fortunate.
We just want people to be able to get a hold of us, and Savannah Ambucks. On Facebook or whatever.
Perfect.
if they're interested in being a celebrity bowler, we're still taking, you know, celebrity bowlers in there. And it's an experience they will not regret volunteering for.
Absolutely. Everybody check that out. And Mike's available too on Facebook.
Oh, right? Yeah.
If anybody needs to get a hold of you, just Mike McCann, just send you a instant message or something like that.
Absolutely.
Mike's very available too. I mean, he's busy, but he always gets back. Yeah. So
absolutely.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys. Have a beautiful weekend and see everybody next time on Parenting Room 101.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elena.
Thanks
Mike.
Yep.